What's happening, gentlemen? Welcome to KDR Podcast, one of the craziest, hottest podcasts in Midtown and Midtown only. I'm right here in the Pacific Northwest, podcasting it up all around the world. Today's podcast is going to be kind of unique because I'm going to put it in video cast, meaning that I'm going to put the podcast and put it in video platform like on MGTOW.TV, YouTube, and Odyssey. And that's how I'm going to roll with the podcast today. Well, today is going to, it just happened to be 50 years since the gold standard got taken away from the dollar by Richard Nixon. So this is the 50th anniversary, August 15th, 1971. And in this podcast, I want to make a little history and what I can see coming regarding to the fiat. We're dealing with fiat money, nothing backed up since then. And since then, it has nothing but stimulus package after stimulus package after stimulus package and so on and so forth. And I will get a little bit of history, how this came about and stuff like that. No further ado, since the, I would hate to call it an anniversary because anniversary is something special to celebrate, to happy with, but let's call it the disaster that Richard Nixon did. And then I will get into the detail how this fiat currency took place. So here's Mr. Dick Nixon.
The strength of a nation's currency is based on the strength of that nation's economy. And the American economy is by far the strongest in the world. Accordingly, I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators. I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States. Now, what does this action, which is very technical, what does it mean for you? Let me lay to rest the bugaboo of what is called devaluation. If you want to buy a foreign car or take a trip abroad, market conditions may cause your dollar to buy slightly less. But if you are among the overwhelming majority of Americans who buy American-made products in America, your dollar will be worth just as much tomorrow as it is today. The effect of this action, in other words, will be to stabilize the dollar.
What a bunch of lies. Lies and deception like every politician do and stuff like that. Well, this is supposed to be a temporary solution for a problem that actually happened. So let me get into the history how Nixon decided to go get off of the gold standard and go straight up fiat. Well, after World War II, the World Banks decided that American dollar is going to be the number one dollar, you know, the standard dollar, and then everybody going to follow. And the reason was because the American dollar back then, it was backed up by gold. Okay, it was backed up by gold. Now, 1971, a lot of people was asking questions in the 1960s and 70s, early 70s. They was like, look at the United States, look at all the social programs they have in it. Look at the war in Vietnam. And well, the first country who asked for their money back in gold, because it's backed up by gold standard, it was France, and then it was India, and then a lot of countries demand to get their gold back because the United States was holding the gold, right? Well, none of those guys got their money back. All they have is just promissory notes, you know, IOUs. And that's what happened, took place in 1971, this day. And now, 50 years later, we have money that is worthless. It's imaginary money. It's print up money. That's why they print up money. And the dollar is it's like a imaginary thing. It's like air. It's not there. But people think it's there. This is the difference between money and currency. The American dollar is just a currency, you know. And if you look at the fiat history, no fiat in the history of the world has lasted more than 50 years. So that's why I'm putting this podcast out here, to let you guys know the little thing that I know. I'm not an economics or anything like that, but I do know a little bit about history and money and stuff like that, right? And, you know, it was one of these movies that I like. It's called the Wolf of Wall Street. And Michael McConaughey, he put it real simple that I was like, You know, this stuff makes sense. It makes sense when he put this scene out there. And I'm going to play you this sound clip here, because this is what that dollar, that promise note that you hold out there, is an IOU. Okay? That's why the government are going crazy printing money. Let me play you this clip here, gentlemen.
Never landed. It is no matter. It's not on the elemental chart. It's not fucking real. Right?
All right.
Stay with me. We don't create shit. We don't build anything.
No.
So if you got a client who bought stock at 8 and it now sits at 16 and he's all fucking happy, he wants to cash in, liquidate, take his fucking money and run home, you don't let him do that.
Okay.
Because that would make it real.
Right.
Now, what do? You get another brilliant idea. A special idea. Another situation. Another stock to reinvest his earnings and then some. And he will every single time because they're fucking addicted.
Well, you know, he said the money is not real. It's not real. And it's not real. It's an imaginary. Now, let's take what's about to take place right now in this 50-year anniversary. And this is the vision that I can see. Because obviously, I've seen in my lifetime crisis, financial crisis, in the 2000, 2008. And one is coming pretty soon. I think it's going to be the end of the fiat dollar. So this is what's happening so far right now. So we speak, they got multiple bailouts, multiple printing of money, unlimited stimulus package. So let's focus on the housing market for a second here. Do you understand or realize there is 10 million people haven't paid rent in a year because of the pandemic? 1 year. Out of those 10 million people, you understand it, the landlord haven't paid any the mortgages for those property, and most of those property are small business owner. Okay, that bubble about to burst anytime. Meanwhile, Wall Street's record high on Friday. Wall Street's they are in self-denial. They don't know what's coming, you know, they don't know what's coming. So it's good times in Wall Street. Now we got something like he said previously, in the United States we don't make shit. We have been making shit since maybe World War II, right? So you have containers coming from different parts of the world full and leaving the United States empty. We're not sending anything. We are a nation of consumers. We consume. We don't produce nothing. That is bad for the economy, period. That's going to be bad for the dollar bill. Period. Okay, there's multiple factors that is going on that I can see coming, and when this thing pops, it's gonna pop in different angle and stuff like that. Look at the price of the food inflation. I read that in July, the inflation is double digit, 10%. 10% is double digit of inflation. Used car all time high. Look at the housing market. Your average home around the West Coast is $300,000. Not that many people, if you want to buy a home for the first time, don't have that type of money. Salary hasn't increased. You know, we live in some difficult times, man, but people don't see it. People are still in denial. And this is the whole thing about the podcast that I'm making out here. It's the 50-year anniversary and everything has to come to an end. This fiat dollar fake money is gonna burn to the ground. It's just a matter of time those countries say, you know what, all those countries they export goods and services to the United States, they're gonna say, listen, we don't want your fake money, we don't want your IOUs. And what are you talking about, these bonds? What about the bonds? Well, they sell these bonds to firms out there, and they sell the bonds to individuals and stuff like that. It's nothing but IOUs. It's backed up by nothing. Nothing is backing up the dollar. Absolutely nothing but lie and deception. That's all. Don't you think that this is going to come down to an end? It has to come down to an end. Nothing lasts forever. You know? And tomorrow, August 15th, is the 50-year anniversary. And my prediction, and this is just my prediction, this is just one man talking here, okay? from tomorrow on, things are about to get worse. And I'm not saying the financial collapse is going to happen next week, but it can happen 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. But after the date of the 50-year anniversary, you're going to see a shift, change going on after Sunday. Yes, sir. Well, gentlemen, this was my podcast that I got here. If you want to check out the alt tech platform that I am at, I'm on Meta.tv, Odyssey, and podcasts, all the podcasts out there. And like I always say, peace, stay Meta. I definitely catch the next podcast, live stream, or video.